John Clay. John Clay. How are you, John?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
I'm well. Glad to have you with us this morning. I guess we've got, yeah, it's a win. 1 point's a win, isn't it?
Yeah. I think John Calipari's now 5-4 in the 1 point games at Kentucky. Yeah, so, yeah, after the loss at Tennessee to get a win. And Texas A&M, they've been up and, well, they were way up, and then they've been down. They've had tough luck in the SEC. They're 0-4. But the big thing, Jack, Kentucky was shorthanded last night. Quade Green was out with a back strain. Ty Winger was street clothes. They still don't have Jared Vanderbilt back or Jamal Baker back. So, we were talking with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander after the game. He played 39 minutes and said, could you feel it that you were playing 39 minutes? He said the last 5 minutes he could barely feel his legs. but he fought through it and they got the win.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. So what do you think? I know it's still early in the season. They've got a lot to learn. What do you think in terms of not being selfish and intensity and all that stuff?
Well, you know, Cal talked a lot after the Tennessee game about that he wanted toughness, that they weren't tough enough that Tennessee got thrown around, as he put it, in the second half down in Knoxville. But then last night he said toughness is his big line. You know, Cal, he's always got a catchphrase or he's got a line. His line last night was toughness doesn't necessarily mean roughness. Toughness means being engaged all the time, knowing what you're supposed to do. Like they left the Texas A&M shooter wide open at the end of the game. And he, luckily, as Cal said, thank God he missed. But things like that. He thought they did better in that regards, but they're still not where he wants them to be. And one of the big things now is about Jared Vanderbilt, who, a freshman who hurt his foot right before the season started, hasn't played all year. He's just now back to practicing. Cal said last night he kind of hinted that they're ready to put him in a game. They'll only play a few minutes starting out to see how he goes. But he's a physical kid. He's very versatile. He could really help them, and this might be just the right time to get him back, to get him, if they could get him some playing time and work him into the rotation, he could really help them in February and going into tournament time.
Well, you can read all about it in the Lexington Herald Leader, also at the...
you can follow me on Twitter at John Clay Iveen and send me a friend request on Facebook.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day, John.